Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The great comedian Jack Benny made a living for many years pretending to be something he wasn't. For one thing, he often played the violin on his television show and totally botched it every time. The joke was on the audience, though, because Benny was actually quite skilled on the violin. Second, and more pertinent for our discussion today, Jack Benny joked incessantly about being 39 years old. Every time a birthday rolled around, he would insist yet again that he was turning 39, even though he had passed that milestone many years before. He died in 1974 when he was 80 years old. In other words, he turned 39 41 times. But turning 40, as dreadful as it must have seemed to Benny, had no such effect on me. Instead of provoking hand-wringing drama, it was basically a non-event. A quick anecdote here, my wife was 3 months older than me, so when she turned 40, I ordered a cake decorated with an interstate highway sign. I-39, it said. Beneath the sign, I added, U-40. Fortunately, she laughed. My 40s were productive years professionally and personally. I was happily married to my soulmate, and she and I were in love not only with each other, but our two fabulous kids, a girl and a boy. Being 40-something was hard to beat. Turning 50 was somewhat less so. When my age began starting with a 5, I noticed that aches and pains that went away quickly in my 30s and 40s began occurring more frequently and hanging around longer. But it was no big deal. I was still physically active, even though getting down on one knee and getting back up required more of an effort than it ever had in my youth. The 50s came and went, and along came 60. Now it was time to take stock of my advancing years and accept with great reluctance that I was approaching that dreaded category called senior citizen. I resisted, even when it came time to retire from work and begin accepting Social Security benefits. I was determined to stay off the couch. I continued playing senior baseball with my buddies. Then the 60s just rolled into my 70s, and nothing much changed. Joints and muscles still hurt, but competitive baseball was still fun. Though the guy I saw in the mirror looked wrinkled and unfamiliar, inside I still felt like I was 30-something. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? Well, here I am 2 days away from my 82nd birthday, and I have to confess that my shoe might not have dropped, but it is beginning to slip off my foot. My baseball days are over, ended 2 years ago by a badly damaged right shoulder, victimized by too many games, too many innings, too many long throws. It's a difficult realization that I avoided longer than a lot of folks are able to do, and for that I am grateful, and I take nothing for granted. My goal now is to cruise through my 80s, while counting my blessings and counting down the days to my next milestone birthday, the big 90. In the meantime, I will embrace a joke I have told countless times regarding my age. My birthday is on New Year's Eve. But as I like to say, if I'd been born a day later, I'd be a year younger.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton, and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.